This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast. The Star Spangled Man. We meet Cap this week. You know who Cap is because
You got to admit, like, minus the hat, he's pretty cool Cap.
He's a pretty cool, you know, the more I watch the episode, like, over and over again, the more I'm really afraid that he's going to be the bad guy by the end of this show.
Oh, yeah, I mean, 100%. Like, the moment he said, like, just get the fuck out of my way, then you were like, oh, okay, cool, you're just the bad guy now.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what happens, there's going to be a showdown where he's going to be like, I'm going to do it this way because I'm fucking Captain America, har, har, har. And it's like, but no matter how you cut that angle over there, homie, like, that's bad. Like, it's going to be one of those situations. And you're like, dude, is this guy, like, so blind to the fucking, like, mystique or whatever it is that he gets caught up in? You know, I think he's going to have, like, a hero complex. And
yeah, yeah. It'll be one of those situations where he thinks he's doing the right thing because it's what he's been told by the government. And they'll be like, no, you're wrong. And they will have already either taken the shield or that's when they're going to take it. Because we know at some point, I mean, at some point they want the shield. Bucky wants that shield real bad. So bad, the dude, like, I love the look he gave him when he caught it in midair. Like, I could take this at any point. I could take this fucking shield from you.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's like, I mean, I know Bucky wants the shield, but I don't think getting the shield back from them is like the end game in any way, shape, or form. I just think it's, he ain't Cap. So no, either one of those two dudes is going to carry that shield around in some way, shape, or form, or it's going to go back to the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fact that John Walker has 3 Medals of Honor. As a veteran, like, when I heard that, I was like, the fuck did you just say? Like, how many Medals of Honor? Are you shitting me? Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
yeah, right. Like, I mean, it's not an easy thing just to get one, right? It's kind of like, oh, right, you won 3 championships in a row? Damn, homie. Like, in the middle of a theater in war? Like, what the fuck?
That's exactly what I was like. I was like, you got to be. But then he starts making comments like, yeah, someone was like, you ever jump on a grenade? He's like, yeah, I've done it a few times. The thing I do with my helmet, it's reinforced. It's fine. Like, it's he's like, he's so.
Yeah, but I kind of thought that was like a, just like a Captain America, like, helmet thing. I don't think that was like the normal fucking, like, GI.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's some sort of helmet that he's been. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, like, he wasn't running around in, you know, fucking camis and was like, I got it. No, this was when he was in the red, white, and blue.
Right, right. And it's a point to show that he has a way of doing it that he has planned for and has utilized in battle, as opposed to little scrawny Cap who dove on one he didn't know was a dud to save his people. Like, that's the difference between the two of them. I mean, just, there's plenty of obvious ones, but just, you know, that's one of the kind of the character things that we look at between this dude's not gonna ever be that, you know, that he's just a prop that the government's putting out there. I mean, not, well, I mean, Cap became,
no,
more,
I mean,
than that,
he
was always more than that.
He is a good soldier, right? Like, the thing that made Cap was, like, strip away all the muscle, right? You know, when we first see him, he still had the heart and the commitment of fucking America, right? You know, that's just what he was. Unfortunately for this guy, like, all the shit that Cap has already done has been analyzed and taught and trained to any of the selective people that were maybe possibly going to be Cap. Like, I guarantee this dude went through months and months of specialized
Cap
fucking
school.
Training. Yes, dude, seriously.
Right.
And they're like, we got to make sure he's up to the snuff. So, like, I get it. You know, it's a funny comparison when you're like, oh, yeah, Cap just jumped on a fucking grenade because he thought it was live and shit, right? And then this guy's like, oh, well, I Of course he does that with his shield, because they fucking made him do it. They're like, well, remember that one time Cap dove on it and then we saw him do it later again with his actual shield? Well, guess what? His helmet now is fucking reinforced, right? Like, right. The only way you're going to ever get that, like, Cap moment with this dude is basically if he doesn't have his shield on him and eats a fucking bullet at this point for one of the two dudes that were like, those are the heroes in the show, right? Like, there's no saving grace for this guy. There's nothing he can do to be Cap. And I know they've made it this way. Like, he's already super duper awesome at this, but then says he's not enhanced. And
yeah, let's talk
it's
about
just,
that.
Yeah, and there's just all this other, like, false advertising with him, right? Like, you know, when you look at something and you go, I get what you're trying to sell me, but it's not quality, right? Like, when you looked at the original Captain America, you just were like, yeah, that's it. And it's not because this dude looks different or any of that. It's just the attitude and the, like, we know you know all that stuff, man, because it's been taught to you. Like, it, you weren't born with these things. That's the difference, right? And it, and they're doing a really good way of, like, showing it, because when you watch him, you're like, you're not Cap. But like you said, by the end of the show, though, you're like, I kind of like your fucking swag with the star, though. Like, I'm not calling you Cap.
Like the cut of your jeans. Yeah, there were parts where I was wanting to like him a lot. Like the cockiness was funny, but then as I kept watching it, and especially at the end when he just, you know, stay out of our way type thing, you know, it was like, I was like, damn it, because you jumped in there and saved him, but like, when they helped out on the semi fight, they were tracking and listening to everything that Bucky and Sam were saying up into like the big three comment, like talking about the big three, and like they had just had that conversation, and then they literally admitted to who have hacked into Red Wing, which, while I was distraught they destroyed Red Wing in the second episode, I hope Sam like takes the episode three to like build a brand new one with whatever money he doesn't have or whatever spare parts he finds.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is going to come back somehow, because he's already utilized it like 80,000 times mm-hmm. in the show. So I think it's going to be more of one of those. What if it's like he's got a few of them, right? Like maybe some prototypes rolled around back there and we got to watch him go all MacGyver on it, you know, and make it unhackable all of a sudden. And he's ready to go with his Red Wing 2.0.
That'd be great. Yeah, I need some more Red Wing. I was really looking forward to like liking that thing the whole series, and I was like, damn it, you fucking broke it.
You're like, I need my little Star Warsy thing that I right. like that I just that fucking serves no purpose, but it's there.
Make some noise, shoot some shit. Yeah, I mean, he was doing more work than Sam was half the time.
He really was, dude. Like that thing was like it should. Like on just a sticker somewhere that just says like big shoulders or some shit, right? Like just
right.
My back's tired.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Like,
okay, so let's talk. So are we both in agreement that John Walker and possibly Lamar Hoskins as well, his partner Battlestar, whatever, are enhanced in some way, shape, or form?
I think every human that we are going to interact with from this...
Some this, sort of enhancement.
From WandaVision forward now, that is going to have any kind of fight sequence other than like Homeboy getting stomped out right at the very beginning. You know,
yeah,
when,
he ain't got nothing.
When Metal Leg... Yeah, because you're like, yeah, we know you're normal, dude. You're just the human sidekick to all the mere special people around you. Got it.
Right.
But I think everybody else, this is where we just start to get... All of the exceptionals start running into each other, and it's kind of like, well, how do we have 25 people all of a sudden with 4-minute miles and mm-hmm. that can throw a football 900 yards and yada, yada, yada? And I don't know. Again, I think this is where we're getting to, like the mutant gene or whatever. And I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of throw a government spin on it, right? Like where all the 80s babies got some funky water, right? You know, or something like that. And it technically did mutate them or mutated their parents. And now we're getting to the first group of grown-ups, you know,
right?
That could be full-blown abnormality, like mutation kind of thing, you know? But right. Yeah, like the fact that the dude was chucking the shield around and all rebounding at dope-ass angles and stuff like that, dude, like... You just don't chuck something like that.
Especially when you've only had it in your possession for mere weeks. Like, they'd only had the shield for a short amount of time. Like, they didn't act like a whole lot of time had passed from when Sam handed it off to when they announced the new Captain America. It was pretty fresh. So, I mean, even if it had been a couple months and he was hanging out with his sister or whatever, like, I doubt that was the case, to be honest with you. So they only had the shield. So he's already that good at it. And then plus him, Lamar, I mean, other than Sam, who we, you know, may, you know, he's in that same area as like Clint, where he has like, he's really good at what he does. But I mean, you got guys getting taking punches from these people who are blatantly enhanced. All the Flag Smashers, all of them are enhanced. They were all doing stuff that was beyond the normal abilities. We know that Bucky's enhanced. I love that we got to see him run again. Like, we hadn't really seen that since Captain America and Winter Soldier, when they were having that fight on the in the tunnel, and they were all just like hauling ass with all the other cars that were moving. And I was just like, that was a great scene, and watching them get him to do it again. Oh, Jesus, it was great. So that was the big action. That was the introduction to Captain America. After all of that, I kind of feel like Marvel got its first taste of like finally having time to slow down a little bit. And I mean, they did a little bit of it last episode, but like kind of get into social issues and things that are going on and addressing certain, because the movies and things like that didn't have time to like, you don't have time to like teach a story. Kind of like with Star Trek, where back in the original series, where they would, you know, their episodes, you had an episode that would blatantly be about race, but because it was about two aliens with different sides of their body being a different color, like, they could put it on TV and all the old fat white men in the office with the cigars were like, that's a great episode. Put that up there. You know, like, they, you know, to hide that kind of shit in plain sight. You know, so you have Bucky introducing Sam to Isaiah Bradley, who was in the comics, someone who was also a Captain America, or not a Captain America, but somebody who was another super soldier. He was experimented on after Cap was, I believe it was after in the comic books. But like, they, you know, used him when Cap wasn't available or Cap in the ice or whatever. And then he, I think in the comics, he stole Cap's uniform and used it to do something. And that's what they put him in jail for. I'm not sure why it was for 30 years, but, we learned that there's more super soldiers and on top of that, like a black super soldier. And, you know, Bucky's kind of like, this is what, you didn't have to give the shield up, bud. Like, And Sam is understandably upset. Like, y'all weren't gonna tell anybody. Y'all weren't gonna tell me about this ever. Like, we've only been doing this shit for a fucking decade. You're not gonna tell me, hey man, you feel like you don't really know where you're going in life. Like, let's go talk to a guy who's been there. Like no one has brought it up ever. It's like, I can understand why he was upset.
I guess, I don't know. Like, that whole scene was, I mean, other than revealing that, wait, there were other super soldiers. There's was more. Just kind of dumb.
It's proving that someone it didn't die with, like, Cap wasn't the Cap and those ones they killed in Civil War, the ones they were trying to resurrect or whatever, weren't the only ones that were out there. I mean, because you know that, you know, when Cap first got the serum, the guy that invented it got shot like right there, so there was like no more guy to do the serum. So they've been experimenting on it. You've got the guy in the Hulk movies, the colonel, who, whatever, I forget his name off the top of my head, but, you know, he was working on the super serum shit, and that's how the Hulk, what was his name? And the Abominable? No, is that right? Anyways, the big Hulk thing he had to fight at the end of the...
Oh, the Abomination?
Yeah, the Abomination, like that kind of stuff. Like, he's out there still. So there are super soldiers. And honestly, the Isaiah Bradley thing, other than being, you know, just, you know, this guy got shit on... After doing what Cap did. I mean, this dude took half of Bucky's arm in a fight in fucking, you know, wherever. Like, that dude could hold his own against Bucky back in his, like, prime. So the dude was a badass. Other than showing that dude that person still got shit on, is to introduce his grandson, who in the comics is Patriot and part of the Young Avengers, and him and Ant-Man's daughter and Clint's daughter, and the two boys from WandaVision, the brothers that were, you know, the kids, when they grow up or they age up again, they're all going to be the Young Avengers. So that's another reason we got the Isaiah Bradley, because we had to meet his grandson, who is also probably going to be in when they start up the Young Avengers in the MCU.
Yeah, I'm just saying the scene itself was stupid. It was only there for informational purposes. Like, I don't know what you thought you saw in there that, like, Sam was like, how the fuck you didn't tell me? Like, you didn't tell me there was other super soldiers? And, like, this guy was being shitted on? Yeah, he's black. Life hasn't changed. I get that, Bucky.
Right.
Like, I understand that, right? But I really thought that this dude would have been a little bit more than just an angry conversation and then, like, throwing something really hard in the wall to prove the superpower. And then the two dudes walking down the street together, right? You know, it was like, either circle back to this guy because he's got some fucking shit that needs to be said, and he's gonna have like some, well, back in 41 when I fucked your ass up story, right? Like, that's gonna help solve. So like, it was just so quick and abrupt for the amount of information they threw at you that they just were like trotting down the street afterwards. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Like, they got here, homeboy was like, smash, and then they're on the street.
Hey, look,
it was weird. It was just weird.
I didn't say Marvel. They're new at this. They're trying to get into social issues. I mean, because they give you the story of it happening 40 years ago, and then immediately when they walk out of the building, they give you subsequently the same issue when both of them are arguing in the street and the cops pull up.
I'm not arguing any of that. I'm just saying, like, the way they quickly brought him in was high, super aggression, throw something, walk outside, social issue that we just talked about again. I don't know. It was fucking weird, dude. It was just like an odd 3 minutes out of the show.
Right.
Like, it didn't feel like it belonged in this episode. Like, there should have been, if we're going to do that, like, it should have kept going, you know what I'm saying? Like, or something, right? Like, it just was like, ha ha.
I think you're onto something. I think with his reluctance to give any more information and just literally kick them out of his house, that Sam may seek him out in a couple episodes for whatever, like, you know.
I'm hoping it's not just we brought this character in so we can kind of give you some more Marvel characters, and also we can highlight a social issue, and then we don't get any more of this guy, because the 3 minutes we got of him was like super fucking intense. Mm-hmm. And you were kind of like, oh, you're going to cut me off when he's just throwing shit. Like, I don't think he just like walked away and was like, I'm done with this. Like, there should have been a fight, or you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude needs to unload on somebody now.
Don't get me wrong. I need him to fight the new Cap and beat his ass at 70.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, whatever it is, like, he needs to be one of the dudes that gets like that, like, badass tagline. And then like the fucking dope moment. Like, I want to see him just go, I'm doing God's work, fuck y'all, like, just what if, go to town.
What if Sam and Bucky, because honestly right now I don't see Sam going along with Bucky and wanting to get the shield. I think Sam is fed up and he understands, and it's bullshit, and he's not having a situation. What if Isaiah goes and takes it, like, goes and gets it from him? Like, just rolls up in a dark alley and is like, I'm gonna take your shield now, and like gets to like beat Cap's ass. You know,
dude, it would be cool if he fucks Cap up, like, but if they're going to do that, it can't just be like him rolling in and be like, haha, I got it. No, it needs to be Cap being the Cap that we think he's going to be, like
bad guy.
The dick kind of thing where you're like, I mean, it's only good if you look at it in that light, like you're missing the whole other half, and have that dude fuck him up, and you're just like, yeah, you ain't the real Cap, thing.
He needs, I feel like with his story, he needs a closure or a revenge moment. He may look old, but he's definitely like still well powered. And if his super serum is on the level of Bucky's, even though he's older, it's probably superior to whatever, John Walker is on or has been on or has been injected with or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I think it could be a fair fight between an 80-year-old man and John Walker, and I hope he, you know, and it's like his thing. Like, he gets it back for them or whatever. That would be cool. I would love for us to pick something right for once on this podcast. It's only been like four years.
I don't think it'll shake out like that, but I wouldn't be surprised if there is a moment, though, where, like, we either get a flashback of, like, a young him, because he's telling something to Sam, right? Or, like, I hope they don't do it, but he does, like, the old guy stretch and then, like, fucks up a couple dudes in a scene. And he's right. Like, all right, I'm on the inside. Like, that felt good. Like, I'm starting to feel better. And then he kind of becomes, I don't know, like, Master Splinter to kind of, like, whatever's going on with, the little group kind of thing, right? Like, because he's, I don't know, the only other dude that kind of gets it with the, like, or, like, he becomes the de facto, like, godfather of all the super soldiers that are out there. He's like, look, man, you don't got to be evil. Like, let's go away to our magic island now where Magneto and Xavier live. Right. And I dinosaurs mean, roam. And
and that's a good transition. All the other people that are enhanced out there, you have all of these flag smashers who are also somehow enhanced. And the guy who Cap shot on top of the semi, who they were like, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? Even though it looks like he took it like in the fucking head or neck or shoulder or something. You know, are you okay? He's like, yeah, at the end of that fight, he's the same one that did the dumb like rush into gunfire. And I think you're going to get kind of what you asked for in our reaction video on YouTube. I think because you said it was only dumb unless he gets up right now as they like drive by and then like goes and takes a couple of them out because he can take bullets. And I think you may have been on to something because that was the same dude in both scenes. So I'm hoping that like he actually is going to end up being okay or not completely dead or whatever.
Yeah, because just to like be super strong and then go push down one like power line pole and then just go and take off into like high caliber gunfire, like knowing that you're going to die, was like, I mean, you said you were going to buy him time, dude, but like legit, you only gave him like a minute.
Right.
They're going to make that ground up quite quickly.
Right. Very true. And they, you know, they bring up the power broker. So this dude, this is a name that's big and famous in the comics, and whether or not he's the one supplying the serum and like selling it to people, those folks worked for the power broker. They were coming to find the Flag Smashers. He'll be revealed later on. Hopefully, we don't know who he is cast wise if he's going to be revealed that way, but he may be the big bad behind everything and the one supplying these different nations and different groups of people with the serum, whoever to take it, and whether or not the Flag Smashers were actually carrying vaccines like on those tractor trailers or if it was more super serum, we don't know. Bucky called it vaccines, but that could be just what it was labeled on the package.
Do you think it's one of those things where like the Flag Smashers are like just not a bad group of people?
No, right? I'm with you. I think they're going to end up being they're like, I mean, the guy that was helping him out.
Like our government painted him as bag people. And then, but when you look at it, like this is, I'm kind of getting to that Captain America thing, like where the Flag Smashers are really on the greater good, but all he's seen is like unlicensed super soldiers, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, no, they got to go away. But it's like, they're feeding the world, or, you know, whatever they're doing, right? Like, dude, yeah. They just saved 10,000 babies.
You know? I'm with you. I think that's exactly what it is. I think that either we're going to find out that their mission is an overall good mission, and then whether or not they're being a chaotic good, you know, we're going to do, you know, the ends justify the means type situation, or if maybe something to what you mentioned earlier, maybe something happened, because everybody who's looking enhanced right now, and I'm not, you know, they all are roughly they look roughly the same age-ish, like in that like 10-5 year range or whatever. So maybe there was an event, cosmic.
That was the only reason I kind of brought that
government
up.
Event that caused an entire chunk of an entire populace of the world that were under certain conditions to start obtaining powers, or they seeded that.
Yeah.
They seeded it with planes and shit. Who knows?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, where you get into the stuff with like, you know, Red Skull and the Nazis and the making, you know, of the serum and the occult and like just all the other, like, I wouldn't be surprised if you get something where really why there is mutated people now or super soldiers or whatever. It's because some mad dude went and mad labbed that shit and then just dropped it off in the world, though. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm not here to make, like, anybody super powerful. I'm just here to fuck up the status quo. Right. And sprinkled it out there because when I noticed the young red-haired girl, like, her buddy, even the tall dude that we first saw, like, they're all within fucking grade school of each right. other, right? Like, yeah. When they're adults, if they all dated, no one would care, right? Right? Like, exactly. They're no that close old, in age.
Look at all, yeah. Look at all the right. Exactly. So I'm really interested in tracking them, not to mention that the actress who plays Carly Morgenthau, She played Enfys Nest on Solo, and that's where I recognized her from. I was like, I know her from something. She was literally the leader of a ragtag group of people who were actually looked mm-hmm. like a bad guy. I'm like, are you picking the same kind of every time you do a role? But I could listen to her talk all day long, all day long.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in the reaction video, if you left that piece in.
Oh,
there,
I left it in.
It was. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, have you ever had sex vibes just slap you through a video monitor that has nothing to do with you? It was just the overall radius.
You were just there for the show.
I was
show.
Like, yeah. In her voice, oh, I know. Like, just, oh, yeah, I'm already melting thinking about it.
for anybody who's still listening to us ramble about this, we've started doing react videos. I actually did get one for episode one up. I kind of teased it in the last podcast, but it did go up. Just go on YouTube, search for Two Dads React. I know it's great. We're fucking, our naming conventions, mwah, perfect. We are fucking good at this shit. So Two Dads React, you'll see our ugly faces. Enjoy it. I think that's about it for the episode. We've covered most of what's going on. We're going to Zemo next week, so maybe Zemo will have all the answers on what's going on with all these crazy superhero, super strength people running around. I'll be interested to see how him and Bucky do together. Since someone online had made a joke about Bucky having a problem with note, like he was giving the psychiatrist shit about her notebook and pen. And I was like, they were like, well, the last time someone pulled a notebook out, you know, Zemo was reading all the words off it to activate him again. He's like, Bucky and notebooks don't really have like a good relationship. I was like, that's pretty fucking funny. So, thank you everybody for listening. We will be back next week for our review of episode 3. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel. Watch us there react. We don't watch it. None of us, when you see him and I in the video, we have not seen the episode. We are doing straight up reacts to our first time viewing of the crazy shit that goes on. So my deep emotional hurt when Red Wing got destroyed is live and captured on camera. So there you go. Until next week, we'll see you guys later.
See you guys.